Hello.
Hello, Herman.
Yes, Herman.
Herman?
Yes. Hi, Roy.
Oh, hey. Yes. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, thank you very much for your note. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So it was in the parking lot on the Lifetime Fitness, or where was that?
Yeah, that's the one. So did you see the scratch on that?
Okay.
Did you see the scratch I did?
It was in the front fender, right? On the right-hand side?
No, it was by the gas tank, because I opened up your gas tank, and I was siphoning gas out of your gas tank. And then when I finished, I accidentally scratched around the gas tank opening.
What?
Yep. Sorry about that. I needed gas to get home.
You're kidding, right?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm a Christian. I just, after I siphoned all the gas out of your car, the siphoner, it's made out of metal. And when I pulled it out, it scraped all along the side of the inside of the gas door. And then I came on it.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that because I haven't really paid attention to the car closely.
Yeah. Open up the gas tank, and I scratched the paint inside the gas door.
On the gas door. Oh, I haven't seen that, to be honest.
Oh, yep.
Because I was taking a look everywhere, but I didn't see that. So
you didn't look everywhere.
So, I'm sorry?
You didn't look everywhere because it was in the gas
tank
door.
Oh, okay. And is that normally what you do? Just take gas from other people's cars?
Yeah. I mostly took it from your car, but then I also took a little bit from the car next to it because I drive an SUV, and those take a lot of gas.
Hmm. Okay, well, as I mentioned earlier, I was surprised to see your note, and I appreciate your honesty. Mm-hmm. And I hope everything gets better for you so you can stop doing that.
Oh, no, I always do this because it's just cheaper than buying gas because gas is so expensive, especially in a big truck like this. It's like 40-gallon tank. And so, I just try not to ever buy gas. I just siphon it out of other people's cars.
Well, and how can you be a Christian and continue doing that?
Well, I think it's not a Christian thing to do not to let other people take your gas. So you're the one not being a Christian if you have a problem with me taking your gas.
Well, if you ask for it, I would be willing to give it to you. But taking something for a person not knowing, I think that's the not Christian part.
Well, you just said it would be okay if I would have asked, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, taking the gas, if you have asked, that would okay, but you didn't ask. So that's the issue there.
Well, I figured, I don't know. Usually I just don't tell people and they don't even notice. I just take a few gallons out of each car and put them in my SUV, in my Hummer.
Okay. Well, this is a first for me. Looks like you've done this before, but...
All the time.
Sorry.
All the time.
To hear that.
Yep. All the time.
Okay. Well, thanks again for your note. And
then I got angry.
I wish
you didn't have very much gas in your car, so I got angry and I started kicking the side of your car with my high heels.
Hmm.
Yep.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, well, they were just high heels. I don't think they left very, you know, it was mostly just an anger thing. You know, I don't think that hurt the car. It's mostly just the siphoning machine. It scraped up the inside of your gas tank door.
Okay.
But anyway, so
that's okay. If that's going to be helping you to drive your car, that's okay with me.
Yeah, otherwise...
I think maybe you should ask people when you're doing that. And I hope you can reconsider doing that, because maybe that's not a very good Christian way of living.
Okay, well, as long as you're saying you would be okay with it, I can take some from your car again sometime?
No, I don't think so.
Oh no, you said you would say yes.
Thanks for asking.
But
maybe just one time.
Okay,
not in a regular basis.
I won't do your car again.
So I'm sorry.
I need gas money so I can get to the strip club.
Oh my God! I think you're in a talk radio or something. Is
what?
A joke?
No, a talk radio. What? That's a weird thing to ask.
I thought you were just. No, I this all sounds like a joke. So
no, don't be crazy. Okay. Well, anyway, thanks, and thank you for the free gas. That was like a good 7 gallons. Oh. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome, and I hope they last a long time. And I hope you reconsider doing this.
Okay, it'll last several trips to the strip club. Should be fine.
Okay. And which one do you go?
Roy's, what's it called? No, it's not Roy's. I don't know. It's the big one over by the interstate.
You should probably go. I've never been there, but I've heard it's very good. The one on Michigan, and Michigan Avenue. Oh boy, is that the Flying Club or something?
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, just if it was a suggestion, man.
Don't think it's too bad. Just a suggestion. Okay, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Yeah, maybe I'll try that one then.
Hey,
I'll drive over there with your gasoline that I stole out of your car.
Okay. Well, it was very interesting talking with you, Roy. And
you too.
It's a first.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Yay.
Bye now.
Right. He hung up.